It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive, and the news came today from the player himself, Brian Scott, Bills linebacker, number 43, tweets out early in the afternoon, signing on for year 11 in the NFL. What a blessing, including a picture of the top of his contract to re-sign with the Buffalo Bills. The Bills not making it official until they get a look at the contract, but Brian Scott is here to make it official with us for the radio show. Brian, congratulations. Thanks very much. You are back with the Buffalo Bills signing that contract today, right?
Hey, John. Yes, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Tell me what went into this, Brian. You were obviously down to the wire in free agency, and the Bills came to you with an offer. Did you want a chance to look around at all, or what went through your head on this?
No, not necessarily. I have always wanted from the very beginning to re-sign with Buffalo and hopefully finish my career within that organization. And that goal and dream was able to become a reality.
Some might wonder why, Brian, and you tell me why Buffalo is so important to you, a place where you've been now, you're going into your seventh year, but a place where it's been a little bit tough as far as, no playoff appearances and several coaching changes, even in your seven-year tenure here.
Well, yes, it has been very tough, and, but I just love the city of Buffalo. I love the fans. I love the organization, and I think we're so close to turning that corner, and it would have hurt me deeply if I didn't, go back to Buffalo and then they start winning games and making it to the playoffs. I want to be a part of that team that does that.
What is it about the Bills organization that you love so much, Brian?
Everything from the top down. I mean, from the owner, there's so much history and tradition there. The fans, the city in itself, the team, my teammates, there's just so many great things within the little things within that organization that I really, really love and appreciate.
Because, be honest, the reason I ask that question, because as you know, we approach free agency, and I'm sure, among Bills fans, there might be a sentiment like, well, why would a free agent want to sign with the Buffalo Bills where, it's been tough to get to the playoffs, where the weather's not so great? You just wonder what the Buffalo Bills look like to NFL players, especially players like yourself who are close to having an opportunity to shop their wares around a little bit.
Right. Well, I mean, yes, you're absolutely correct. We haven't been to the playoffs, but that's added incentive to be a part of something that, you are part of the team that brought back those glory days, because there have been many glory days in Buffalo, and we're trying to restore that. And what competitor wouldn't want to be a part of a team that turns things around and, the city backs them and is now cheering like they used to? And as far as the weather is concerned, I mean, it's football. You don't think about the weather when you're out there playing. And to be honest, I'm from Pennsylvania. So playing in cold football weather, that's how I was brought up.
We're talking with Brian Scott, who tweeted out today that he has re-signed with the Buffalo Bills, coming back to the Bills for a seventh season and now 11 years in the NFL. You also said something a moment ago I find interesting, Brian, about how close you felt this team was last year. Tell me why you think this team was close to being successful last year.
Well, if you go back and really, break down the film and you watch, there is a couple of plays in some of the games that we lost that really could have went either way. A misstep here, and that's the difference between being 6-10 versus 10-6. And, I know that the talent is definitely there with the team. It took a little while to kind of get things going. And, I just feel it. I've been on two NFC championship teams. I've made it to the NFC championship game twice. And I know what talent looks like. I know what it's like to be on a good team, and we definitely have it. Just maybe one or two pieces missing, and we're right there in the thick of things.
You talk about that, and you look at the way last season started too, Brian. I mean, you especially were making plays early on, an interception in the opener against the Jets and fumble recovery against Kansas City in the home opener, an interception against Cleveland, all the while, adapting to a new position. But you had to feel pretty good about the way you came out of the box to start last season for the Bills.
I do. I think started fast. But as a competitor, you're always looking at the things that you can do better and always looking to improve on things. This will now be my second year full time as a linebacker. I just feel like I'm just now, getting the hang of things and getting into the groove of things. And I'm actually really excited about, playing this position full time and, just growing comfortable with it. I've, I'm the type of person where, you know, if I do something with enough repetition, then I feel like I can be, you know, a difference maker at that position. So hopefully the coaches see the same thing, and, I can make some more big plays.
Chan Gailey and his coaching staff said a lot last season, going into last season, about how it was almost unfair what they asked you to do in 2011 to kind of slowly adapt to the linebacker spot. For 2012, for last season, you had the whole offseason and training camp to get ready for that linebacker spot. Did you feel it made a difference, Brian?
It made a huge difference. In 2011, I was, you know, attending the DBAC meetings, so I was really learning everything on my own, just with that extra film study and maybe trying to, you know, sit down with the linebackers here and there and pick up on things. But for the most part, it was really just kind of me just kind of learning on the fly and playing instinctively. Last year, you know, now you're going through your new techniques. You have a linebacker coach that you're working with. You're in that room full time. It definitely does give you not even just a little more confidence, but more knowledge at that position as to what you're supposed to be doing and how to do it correctly.
And, of course, the 2012 season ended on a high note for you, the interception against Mark Sanchez and the return for a touchdown. How often have you replayed that play in your head since the season ended, Brian?
To be honest, I haven't. The replays that go on in my head are the ones that I let get away, the ones that, you know, you think about the games that we lost, and it's like maybe if I had made that play right there, maybe that could have been, you know, a huge momentum swing to win the game, or maybe the outcome just would have been differently. So those are really the things that I replay in my mind.
Talking with Brian Scott, who announced today that he has re-signed with the Buffalo Bills, scheduled to hit free agency next Tuesday. He's on the line with us. It's the John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Dive. Hey, Brian, have you met or talked much at all with the Bills' new coaching staff?
I did have a chance to sit down and talk to Coach Marrone and Coach Pettine, actually. And I'm really excited to be on board with them. Coach Marrone was the offensive coordinator with the Saints when I was there back in 06. And Coach Pettine and I actually go back to really my high school days. He was the coach at one of our rival high schools. So I've seen a lot of Coach Pettine and the teams that he puts together and what he's capable of doing as a coach.
You know, it's funny you mentioned Coach Pettine and his background. Everybody we've talked to on this show since Mike Pettine was hired here talks about his father, Mike Pettine Sr., the longtime, highly successful coach at he was at Central Bucks West. And you played at Central Bucks East, right?
Correct.
Tell me about Mike Pettine Sr. and what the legend that is Mike Pettine Sr. down there in that part of Pennsylvania.
He built a powerhouse. When I went through high school, I think his teams there maybe lost a total of three games in 4 years. It really was like a collegiate program, and guys bought into the system. They were very precise. They paid attention to detail. And, you know, the players loved him. They just wanted to do great things for him. And even over the years, I've kind of stayed in contact with them, just an email back and forth here and there. But it really is an honor to be able to say, yeah, you know, I'm playing for Coach Pettine, because I know coming up that was such a big deal.
Yeah, and have those coaches, Marrone or even Mike Pettine, given you a sense of how they're going to use you this coming year in the ball? I know you can't sit down and have real chalk talk football sessions with the coaches yet, but do you get a sense of what they have planned for the Bills defense and maybe your role in the Bills defense, Brian?
No, not yet. I'm pretty sure it's going to be kind of along the same lines as the last couple of years. Being a linebacker that, you know, has coverage experience is just really big now, because obviously the passing league and tight ends are great athletes. So that still is my strength, and I think they'll play to that. Hopefully they will play to that. I'm sure they will take advantage of, you know, and that goes for everyone on the team. Take advantage of what they're good at and try to put guys in positions to make plays.
You know, as you go into your now 11th year in the National Football League, Brian, I wonder if there was ever a point in maybe the last 4 or 5 years where you considered yourself like a tweener, you know, too big to play defensive backfield and maybe too small to play linebacker. The fact that you've carved out your own niche in this sort of hybrid linebacker spot, I think, says a lot about the plays that you make and the stuff that you do for the teams you've been on, including the Bills.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. I've never really considered myself a tweener. You know, at first I, when I first got in the league, I was just thinking, yeah, I'm just an extra large corner and it's fine. You know, who cares? Corners have to cover, tackle, receivers are getting bigger, so I can match it well with bigger receivers. As the career went on and I kind of moved, and I moved to safety, I was, okay, I'm just a large safety. I'm not extra large safety. I'm just a large safety. And now as you have it, you know, I'm on the smaller side of the linebacking core, but you see the league actually trending that way. You see your big middle run stuffing linebackers trying to lose weight because this game is now so spread out and you can end up on a speedy wide receiver. So I can't say it's anything necessarily that I've done, but the way the game has evolved, it has worked to my strength.
I wonder if you've had to tailor your mindset, your approach to the game, your philosophy to the game, tailor it at all to a linebacker mentality as opposed to what you played with when you were in the defensive backfield, Brian?
That would probably have been the biggest jump, tailoring it from corner to now linebacker. Safety, not so much, because safety, you're down in the box a lot anyway. But when you go from playing out on that island, primarily just running routes, you know, keeping up with receivers, to now, okay, you have to read the guard, tackle, and center, that is a big difference.
Brian Scott, our guest, the Bills linebacker who announced today that he has re-signed with the team. And, Brian, one of the good things, one of the real benefits, I think, to having you coming back to Buffalo is the fact that your foundation, the Brian Scott Pick Your Passion Foundation for the Arts, gets to continue working with kids and students here in Western New York. You got to feel pretty good about that, and I know a lot of people are going to benefit from that.
I'm very excited about that. You know, I'm a big community person, and I love to give back. And we're already in the process of, you know, working on some different programs that we can implement this year. So, yes, I'm very excited to be able to stay in Buffalo and continue to help with the community.
You got a tough act to follow, Brian, your own. You were the Bills 2012 Walter Payton Man of the Year Award winner. You got some big shoes to fill. They happen to be your own shoes.
Well, not looking back, that award was great. And, you know, I'm continuing to strive, really, just to make a difference, and everything else falls in place.
Lastly, Brian, I guess it's April 2nd, the first day that the coaches can get you in here. So we're still talking about a month away. What have you been doing, and how ready will you be on April 2nd when the off-season conditioning program begins?
I'll be ready to roll. I've been doing nothing but just spending time with family and training. So that's pretty much it, you know. When I notice as you get older, you can't take as much time off that you used to when you were younger. But finding different ways to stay in shape. And, when April 1st comes around, I'll be really excited not just to get back and see the fellas, but also to dive into the playbook and soak up as much knowledge as I can.
Brian, it's great news. We're glad you're coming back. We're looking forward to seeing you in a couple weeks here in Buffalo. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Don. I appreciate it.
Brian Scott, Bills linebacker. Again, it's not official. The Bills haven't released it yet, but Brian Scott has tweeting out today that he is re-signed with the Buffalo Bills. Seventh year with the Bills, 11 years in the NFL, and he'll be here early April for the start of the off-season conditioning program. We've got more to come, including your phone calls. The John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.